breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica and Evan in the morning on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
One thing my girl Mel and I are going to do is discover a new eatery.
Ooh, fun.
Well, this place isn't designed for you to walk in and eat, but it's Benton's latest obsession. It's the Hong Kong Asian Market. All right.
Oh, wait. That's up at that little strip mall where they had like the big supermarket thing.
And yeah.
Nothing has survived
there. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you need to be prepared to be amazed by the snack selection here. Like, it's unlike anything I've ever encountered.
Okay.
And now I'm like, wait. Is Benton about to become a new fun snack destination? Like, don't even get started on the ice cream that they have there. It's unreal. It's not just mochi, right? I get it. You're like, I love Bluebell. That's right. Let's discover something different. Also, I could just settle in on the ice cream if I just wanted to focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Flavors you've never heard of. Types of ice cream. Well,
right.
I picked up a few and I was like, I think this picture says it's mango. So
close
I'm excited.
Enough.
So anyways, I'm just saying, talk to the staff there. And the staff at the new market said, hey, we're going to, even though we're just open, like, we are going to bring even more inventory.
Sweet.
All those sauces, all those noodles, all that goodness that you're like, I got to go to Dallas to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Not no more. Check it out now. More info inside your free K94.5
app. You know what's even cooler?
What?
They're in that same strip mall with Sobo Cafe. So it's like you can get Starbucks, but you can get Sobo and you can go grocery shopping.
And you support local.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning.
So I'm trying to figure out, is your boy 50 Cent going to throw a huge party?
He better. Humor and harmony too, the downfall of Diddy.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got to get it together. So yesterday, we walk out of the studio.
Yep.
And as soon as the show's done is finally when the Diddy trial had, you know, verdict was reached.
Yep.
So the jury in the Sean Diddy Combs federal racketeering and sex trafficking trial reached a verdict, all five counts. He was acquitted, aka not guilty, on the most serious charges. Racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking of Cassandra Ventura, and sex trafficking of Jane, aka don't know who it is.
Yeah.
He was convicted, found guilty on two counts related to the Federal Mann Act, which is transportation to engage in prostitution, transportation to engage in prostitution with both, Cassie and Jane.
Yep.
I'm trying to figure out, though, the legal consequences of it all.
Ooh, so at the very least, he's going to have at least 20 years in prison for the Transportation Mann Act charges.
Oh, yeah, so it'd be 10 years for each count.
10 years for each count, so
okay.
At least 20 years, but I'm not really sure on the legalese.
Here's
of it
the
all.
Thing, though. Somebody said, are they going to use the time that he's already served and been like, look how great he's been.
That's
because
been, yeah.
After the verdict, Combs' legal team immediately argued for his release on bail. And they said, dude, you guys acquitted him on the most severe charges.
Which blows my mind because the only difference between transportation to engage, which is the one he was found guilty of, and the transportation through sex trafficking and force, the one he was found not guilty on, the only difference in those charges is that he paid Cassie and Jane. Mm. In those instances, he paid them money for what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why he got away with those and got charged on that. When in actuality, if you look at the case, I mean, look, the case is over, so I don't think I'm going to get sued, but I'm going to say this. I think it's obvious he was kind of forcing them to do all that stuff, even if they got paid at the end of the day. So I think he still should have been charged.
So the conviction, even with the acquittals on the most serious charges, is likely to effectively end Diddy's career.
Good.
No longer the influential music executive, fashion entrepreneur, and reality TV star that he once was. Obviously, his public image took a huge hit because of the widespread allegations and the graphic testimony in the trial. R.I.P. Sean Diddy?
Probably. Combs? He's already hinted at this, and this is what I'm scared of. Is he going to do like a religious grift and be like, I'm so sorry for everything I did. I've returned to the Lord, because I feel like that's probably coming down the line soon.
Listen, Jesus can forgive you, but the rest of America, we're always going to remember.
Yeah.
Waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
It's time for three things you need to know before you go.
One.
Okay, our girl Katy Perry is not okay.
No.
She got really emotional on tour. And keep in mind, there's all these Orlando Bloom split reports, right?
Yeah.
So she, I mean, this is what I'm seeing. I see her getting teary-eyed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during the performance, it was during her performance at her Lifetime tour.
Right, right.
And obviously, let's just be real. Unfortunately, Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry have had this weird on again, off again, on again, off again. Like, it's a classic celebrity relationship saga playing out in the public eye.
I mean,
we
know recently he was publicly upset about her doing the space flight thing, which a lot of people were upset about.
If your man mocks you, if your man belittles you.
Okay, well, no. I'm going to be with him on the space flight thing because the space flight thing was very performative
it
and did nothing for actual
progress. It doesn't matter how
progress.
Stupid it was. If that is your partner, you do not publicly shame them. You don't do that to your partner.
Agree to disagree on that one, because that one was,
Two.
Diddy is going to jail. Woo!
That's what you think.
No, he is. I mean, he has to.
Okay,
he
really
was convicted
that,
on two charges.
Okay, what is it? 10 years apiece, right?
10 years apiece at minimum. So at least 20
years. He got off on the other three counts.
He got off on the other three, but there's no getting off now. There's no arguing down these charges. Diddy has been charged with transportation of another person for the purpose of prostitution.
Correct.
They didn't get him on the sex trafficking charge, but the prostitution one they got him on. What's the difference? Well, he paid someone for acts instead of forcing them to do it. So still illegal, not as illegal, but two charges of that are going to land him at least 20 years in prison. So Diddy's going away for a while.
Three.
So our girl Cardi B announced, am I the drama? Her highly anticipated second studio album will drop on September 19th. But that's not why she's in the news. So she was recently, you know, there was this huge Outside and Offset diss happening where she released her first single of 2025. It's called Outside. And everybody said that's a fiery diss aimed at her now ex-husband, Offset. Mm. But here's what I'm loving. Our girl Cardi has gone public with Buffalo Bills wide receiver Stephon Diggs.
Ooh,
their
okay.
relationship has been making headlines because they don't care. They're all about that PDA at NBA games. Ooh. And I saw this epic, crazy stay that they had in a lavish castle in the French countryside. Here's why I love this for her.
Yeah.
Miss Cardi B, for the longest time, was a breadwinner. She was like, she was papi. She was daddy to Offset. And now my girl gets to tap into her feminine energy because a man like Stephon Diggs walked in.
What's the best part of group therapy? It's free and there isn't an awkward lobby. Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
All right, Daisha, tell us what's going on in your world. You're on the big couch.
All right, Chica, so I have a situation. What if a good girlfriend? You a larger girl. No offense to the big girls out there. But I think she's a little too big for her bridges. And what I mean by that is that she's not back into the dating pool. And I think she's just checking for guys that are completely out of her league. And she's a little too picky. Like, she brags on the fact, like, she's hot like Lizzo.
Uh-huh.
But this is Lizzo before she lost weight. So she finds herself on all these dating websites. And she's so picky with guys that she matches with, whether she's talking about their hairline or they're too short. And she has this theory that, you know, I'm going to get me a 6-foot-plus man because I got to get D1 babies. Mm. But you can't understand why no one's matching. And I'm like, listen, you might be reaching too far up the apple tree. And I'm just trying to figure out a way to tell her, like, to humble yourself. And listen, she's not an ugly girl because she can do makeup well, but if the makeup wasn't there, it's kind of like, eh. So what do you think I should tell her about dating?
Dude, see, that's the thing is if a friend checked me like this, I would punch her probably. I don't know. Like maybe that's my problem, right? No. This probably makes it hard for you. I imagine that she's always complaining how single she is.
But she has guys that want to date her, but she just thinks she's too hot for them. And I'm like, hello?
Oh, man, yeah.
How do you tell somebody, hey, baby, you a 4? Data 3, right? No, no, okay, hang tight. Let's get some advice. Don't go anywhere.
Got some advice?
Let's get it.
Message Chica and Evan inside the free K94.5 app or call 800-623. What's the best part of group therapy? It's free and there isn't an awkward lobby. Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
We've got Daisha on the big couch. She is calling in on behalf of her best friend. And I you can handle this. I don't even want to touch
it. Okay, so Daisha was like, hey, I love my girl. She's my ride or die. But the problem is she's a 4 and she really is convinced she's a 10.
Yeah.
And she won't give guys that really like her a chance. Instead, she's going for these really, really hot guys that are basically she's getting used for one thing and one thing only.
I hope.
And then doesn't understand why she can't get into a relationship.
This is why we do group therapy anonymously, because I pray they don't find out who Dasha actually is, because if my friend, actually not my friend, but I imagine if a woman's friend found out that her friend said she's a 4, hell hath no fury.
I'm so sorry.
What?
Okay, no, no. I actually am going to agree with you here.
Okay.
But I feel like it's hard to tell, especially like, for example, Bestie Bailey and I. We are so delulu. You've seen us in here. Mm-hmm. You've seen her be like, oh yeah, like I've done some horrible, dumb things.
What?
And,
no
and
way.
Bestie Bailey's like, pop off, queen. That is our problem. We're so toxic. So, but I don't know if I could ever tell one of my dear friends, like, you ugly. Like,
I don't think you can.
There's plenty of fish in the sea, but you got those ones that just, you know, hang out at the bottom.
The ones that are, you know, invisible and have the glowing eyes and stuff.
Yes, yes, yeah. You can't say that. So how do you handle this? How do you handle this situation without losing a friend? 800-9436.
Dana, what's your advice in group therapy this morning?
My advice is sit her down and tell her the truth. Be straight with her and be like, listen, it's not working out because you're picking guys that are just way too much. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, I hate to sound like a mean girl and I'm going to squish her spirit, but I have to do it. You know, it has to be done with me, to be honest with you. I had to have some friends tell me, listen, you're picking these guys and that's just the wrong kind of guy.
What?
The truth, you know, it's painful, but the truth is necessary.
Damn. I mean, yeah. All right. I it's rude, but I guess it could work.
Honesty is the best policy.
Well, maybe. We've heard all the advice in group therapy today. What do you think you're going to do now that you've got some advice?
Well, I'm definitely going to tread lightly. I'm going to tell her, like, listen, you got to focus on the personality. Because it's kind of like an annoying situation, her talking about being so single. It's like, well, you're reaching outside of your pool. So I'm going to find a way to tell her to just kind of like a lesson to do, but just focus on what's on the inside. Because as of right now, I think that's like the gem. And who knows? I think she could get a relationship that way. Because she has a great heart. It's just that she can be a little pretentious at times.
I mean, nobody wants to hear, hey, 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 you think you're hotter than you are, you know? So I love that you're going to tread carefully and just, I don't know, try to put yourself in her shoes, right?
Good friend.
I will say, though, I am delulu like your friend. I will, even though, here's what's weird. Yeah, I'm down quite a bit of weight. I'm telling you, when I was at my heaviest, I would look in the mirror and be like, like, who wouldn't want? So I live in that delulu land. I low-key get it.
Like, I've seen what you look like, and you look great.
Oh, appreciate you.
My friend, she, you know, she got a lot of extra cushion for the cushion.
She's got some work to do. Like, it's okay.
Yeah, what do you all do? And it's like, listen, you don't have to be in the land of singleness your whole life. Just humble yourself a bit and see the inside. So, I think she'll take it cool.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. It's time to feel good on the 50.
Okay, so we got to feel good inside the free K94.5 app. I don't know how I overlooked this.
Okay.
But we had Julie message in.
Mm-hmm.
My feel good moment is my beautiful niece and nephew-in-law got married this past weekend. Ooh. And it was a beautiful wedding. Congratulations
awesome.
To Jillian and Hayden Gaddy. The DJ was awesome too. I DJ'd that wedding.
No, I don't
believe
it.
I'm for real.
How many proof? I don't.
I got pictures all over my Instagram.
Did you
get a
selfie with a couple?
I do have a selfie with a couple, actually. Jill, Hayden.
It could be AI. I don't know.
Bro, why are you hating? Anyway, it made my day. I'm just saying, Julie, we had us a party. Thank you so much for coming out. She's like, duh. Thank you for coming out. Anyway, see, that made my day. I'm like, you know what? I got a party with people this weekend, and they remembered I exist the next day. You know, that's what's making me feel good today. Oh, congrats, Jill and Hayden Gaddy.
K94.5 Shreveport, Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning.
Okay, so sit here. You're going to be the shark.
All right.
And I'm going to approach, just like in Shark Tank, I'm going to hit you with the idea.
Right, okay.
Keep in mind, I'm not asking you for a certain amount of money. I just want to know.
Just a yes or a no. Would this save the board?
Yes. As you guys know, heck, you've seen the article on, I think you wrote it, on K94.5.com, where we realized there is no actual solid plan.
They have no backup plan at this point.
I heard a rumor about after I went off on, okay, let me tell you what my idea is.
Let me tell you the rumor I heard.
So I picked up tennis. Shout out to the Bossier Tennis Complex, right off Brownlee, basically. One of the most depressing things is to get hyped for tennis and then get a text going, hey guys, sorry, we're going to regroup next week. We got rained out.
Especially
with spring showers. It sucks.
Yeah.
And so then as we go out there, playing in 90 degrees, playing in what feels like 110, ain't for a fact. To the point where I'm like, all right, guys, there has to be a happy medium. And the happy medium would be
indoor tennis court.
Indoor tennis courts.
There is such
a big community. I get it. People play pickleball. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not a pickleball girl.
That is the one business confirmed to be opening at the boardwalk soon. So there you go. Pickleball.
Here's the thing, though. I have it on very good authority.
Right.
Oof. I don't know if I'm able to share this on the air.
Okay.
Can we get sued for this?
Maybe.
For a rumor? I heard the rumor that the pickleball complex has stopped building, which I passed by, and that's true.
Was it the boardwalk complex, or there's an actual complex that Caddo is working on? No.
In the boardwalk. Supposedly, the pickleball place was being built where Nike is.
Uh-huh.
However, I heard that the people at the pickleball place came back and told the Louisiana boardwalk folks, like, hey, guys, this place is empty. We need more people here before we continue to build.
Unconfirmed rumor, though. So if that's not true, don't come for us.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Take that with a grain of salt.
Exactly.
Because
you already know I'm a chismosa, and I probably get bad information for people to be like, look at that liar.
No, but that would make sense. That would make sense.
And that would explain why it is halted, right? Yeah. There's been nothing there. Okay, so why don't we go ahead and do the pickleball, but add tennis to it?
Yeah.
When you do that, guess what? We're all tired. We're all exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go grab a beer?
You want to go grab a drink after? Exactly.
Dude, I'm starving.
There's not even a Hooters there anymore. You can't, like...
Is there... I think there's still Sawgrass there.
I think so. I don't know.
Because Joe's Crab Shack isn't there anymore.
No, they just closed. So
I feel like if you open up a sports complex like that... Now, granted, I was told by Scott Musket, who runs the Mud
Muskie
Bugs.
From the Mud Bugs.
Everybody knows Scott Musket.
Love that guy.
He was saying... Because I was like, dude, I just need $5 million to make it happen. I think he said I was short by like $15 million. And I'm like, I'm not trying to build another Chasing Aces. But think about it. Chasing Aces isn't far away.
Right.
It's just a little hip hop and a skip
away. Exactly.
It's just right there. Now.
In Margaritaville, not too far away.
I may have the dumb idea. You may be looking and being like, Chica, you're an idiot. What do you think could save the boardwalk? Like, what is that $1 million idea? $20 million idea.
94.5, we are Chica and Evan in the morning, and we are trying to solve how to keep the boardwalk in business.
Yeah. How can we save the Louisiana boardwalk, right? This at one point was thriving.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen it thriving, though, unfortunately. When I moved here, it was already...
By the time I got here, it was starting to decline, but...
Yeah, it wasn't a great situation. So, we decided, you're the expert, because I keep saying, build an epic tennis complex. You could still do the pickleball thing. And if you build that, then restaurants are going to have to come. Bars are going to have to come back.
Exactly.
All right. So obviously, this is where you are the genius here. 894-36. Want to know how you would save the Louisiana boardwalk?
Beth in Bossier City, if you could bring one business back to the boardwalk, what would it be?
Well, I know it just closed, but really they should bring back Sweet Caroline.
You're right.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I love that place.
After we go out and do all the fun stuff, like, that was such a good place to end the night.
Yeah, where are we going to get our songs on, you know?
Matt in Bossier City, what do you think could save the boardwalk from utter doom?
Personally, and maybe this isn't an everybody thing, but I'm a 90s kid. I think Barcade is the way to go for every district and every city and every county on the planet Earth.
Absolutely.
You need to have a Barcade. Because we grew up, man. Yeah, when we were kids, we didn't need alcohol there. But now, throw a couple beers behind the bar. Mm-hmm. A couple, like, Sonic the Hedgehog-themed drinks. And let's get it popping. We need a Barcade, man. Have you been to a Barcade in Dallas?
Yes, they're so much fun,
I've
dude.
I've been one time, and I went to one called Free Play.
Yes, those are great. Okay. I love Free Play.
And it's basically you pay, like, what, $25?
And you get like, unlimited games, yeah.
I agree. You know what? I'm agreeing with the boys on this one. I would so be there.
Emma in Shreveport, if you could bring one business to the boardwalk to bring it back to life, what would it be?
Oh, my God. Put in a P.F. Chang's and we'll all go there. Like, P.F. Chang's will save it all.
I've had 100%. P.F. Chang's once in my life.
Just
and I
once?
Need it again. Oh, only once.
So good.
I've never lived anywhere that
so
has one.
Good.
And here's the problem is when I go to Dallas. Yeah, when I go to Dallas, I... like try so hard not to end up there because I'm like, let me eat local. I end up there.
9 out of 10 doctors recommend starting your day with Chica and Evan. Wait a second.
Okay.
10 out of 10 doctors recommend starting your day with Chica and Evan in the morning on
K94.5. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning.
It's time.
You are way too excited.
Yes! Well, me and the rest of the Arklatex, homie, the biggest, baddest, most, I think most epic thing that has happened to Shreveport Bossier.
It is worth celebrating. I am excited.
You got to understand, I've been here 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never witnessed anything like this. I've never seen anything like this. We're talking about Chasing Aces, and we brought in local celebrity. They call you the crayon guy behind your back. Not that he eats crayons,
that's what
but
they say in the Marine Corps, we eat crayons.
Well, okay, so Chasing Aces, I had no idea. You were coming back from a golf trip.
Yeah.
And you got some crayons and you drew out Chasing Aces on an airplane?
Well, it's something. The story, the legend keeps going. Actually, my wife got those crayons for me, and I drew them at home. But the thought and the idea started on a golf trip coming back, and I did a business plan on the way home. And when I got home, I said, will you go get me this? And she brought me crayons, which is fitting for me being a Marine.
Okay, well, there we go. We love it. So, obviously, you got a busy day today. You guys open up in a few hours. If somebody's like, hey, I've been dying to go, I've been seeing the photos... what is the best way for somebody to be able to get... because it's reserve... yes, walk-ins welcome, but I've been hearing from everybody. Just get a reservation. That's easier.
Yeah, reservation. Reservation is required... not required, but it is appreciated.
Cool.
But if you walk up, we're going to see you.
Okay.
We're going to try to make sure we accommodate anybody that walks up. You can get the app now.
You guys have an app?
Yeah, we have an app on the App Store.
There's an app for everything. Yeah. What's the app? Do I just type in Chasing Aces?
Chasing Aces. It'll come up. You'll see our icon, logo on the icon.
Beautiful.
And download the app, and you can make reservations through the app. You can also get rewards through the app.
Ooh. Come on.
You want to get free play?
Absolutely.
Get into a putting tournament? For free.
For free.
For free.
Let's go. John, yeah. We appreciate you always making time for us. Thank you so much. Yeah, Chasing Aces opens up.